HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about events, festivals, and travel in Colorado. It's already the second weekend in March, and that means St. Patrick's Day is almost here. I love the holiday, and this year it lands on a Saturday. There are going to be parades all over the state on Saturday, March 17th, including the granddaddy of them all, the 50th Denver St. Patrick's Day Parade in Lower Downtown. There are also parades in Colorado Springs, Greeley, and of course right here in Fort Collins. New this year in Fort Collins, after the parade, stay downtown and enjoy an Irish party with live music and green beer in Old Town Square. More at downtownfortcollins.com. Now back to this weekend, March 9th through the 11th, 2012. First and foremost, this Saturday, it's the 9th annual KRFC Birthday Bash, and it's going to be grand. The party is being held at Lincoln Center on Saturday night and is a fundraiser for KRFC, Fort Collins' very own public radio. The live music showcase will include Ben Taylor, John Common and the Blinding Flashes of Light, Fierce Bad Rabbit, Danielle Ate the Sandwich, Jaden Carlson, and Martin Gilmore. Come out and support public radio and have a great time as well. For beer lovers, this Friday and Saturday, Avery Brewing Company in Boulder presents the 10th annual Boulder Strong Ale Fest. The event celebrates craft beers from all over the country that are above 8% ABV. For more information, go to averybrewing.com. If you are a craft beer fan, and many, many of you are, you could spend every weekend attending a beer event in Colorado. And I cannot cover them all, but I have discovered a guy who does. There's a beer blogger in Greeley who puts out a list of all the beer-related events each and every week. Impressive, right? So check out his blog at fermentedlychallenged.com. Horse lovers won't want to miss the Rocky Mountain Horse Expo at the National Western Complex in Denver this weekend. This huge event runs the 9th through the 11th, and there are over 150 presentations being given at the event in 7 venues. I did mention this was a big event, right? Cowboy tales, a craft show, and a holistic horse fair are just 3 of dozens of events scheduled for the Rocky Mountain Horse Expo. Go to ColoradoHorseCouncil.com for all the information. Here's a unique event I just discovered. It's the 2012 Old House Fair being held at Metro State. Denver's Old House Society hosts the event that offers resources and workshops specifically for people who own homes over 50 years old. The fair includes an antique roadshow, notable Denver appraisers, workshops on all kinds of subjects, and exhibitors will be on hand to showcase products and services. If you own an old home, this is an excellent opportunity to get some of your questions answered. Visit denversoldhousesociety.org for details. This is a bit of a drive from northern Colorado, but for birders, it will be worth it. The 29th annual Monte Vista Crane Festival runs the 9th through the 11th. I have friends who have actually gone to this event, and they were very impressed. The festival includes birding outings, workshops, a craft show, and a lot more. To learn about this feathery festival, visit cranefest.com. And as I mentioned last week, I am a crazy soccer fan, and this weekend is opening day for the Colorado Rapids at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City. The Colorado Rapids take on the Columbus Crew this Saturday. Join me before the match at the Class 6 Pitt Army tailgate. For more information, visit nofanalone.com. That's all for this week. As always, you can keep up with me on Facebook at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com on FB or on Twitter at HeidiTown or join the town on Google+. So until next week, I will see you online. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.